Hey, we had that big, or we had a police shooting on 28th on the overpass. We're going to talk to Pine Bluff Police Chief Kelvin Sargent. Chief, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Chief, are you there?
Yes, I'm with you.
All right, I can. I appreciate it. Sorry, I had a little trouble. Tell everybody that we had a little trouble connecting with you. That was my fault. Appreciate you jumping on with us. What can you tell us about what happened Saturday on 28th over by the overpass?
Well, the incident started yesterday around about 1:40 over on 6th and Blake Street. Happening started in that area where the motorist almost hit one of our police officers head on. And after that happened, he tried to stop the vehicle, and that started the pursuit. And at some point, the pursuit went out on 5:30, and one of our officers was trying to deploy stop sticks to deflate the tires to keep the car to terminate the pursuit. And when he was in the process of putting those stop sticks out, the suspect directed his vehicle toward the officer, trying to keep him from doing that, and also fired some shots out there on 5:30. And the pursuit continued from that point to West 28th Street, where the vehicle that the suspect was driving, one of the tires was deflated, and the officers thought they had him stopped at that point. But when they got out and was trying to get him out of the car, approaching the car, he put it in reverse and started coming back at him, and that's where the second shots were fired over on 28th and by the overpass.
Say that again. The shots were the officers fired the shots?
Yes. Right on I-530 around the 13th Street exit, I think it was exit 37, and then on West 28th Street where the shots were fired, our officer shot as well.
Where, so no one was hit, though?
No one was hit. The two individuals that was in the fleeing vehicle, and then we had two officers that were involved in the that fired shots.
The suspect, was he taken into custody?
The suspect was taken into custody. The passenger in the vehicle was released, but the driver of the vehicle was taken into custody, and several charges will be pending.
Can you tell us who that person is?
That person's name is, let me look at my note here. His name is Javis Curley. That's Javis Curley, Curlee. But yeah, he was arrested. The other individual was released, so we won't mention their name. But
okay.
Curley was arrested, interviewed, and awaiting the filing of formal charges.
So you said a lot of different charges against him, obviously.
Yeah, looking at charges from the initial traffic infraction that started the pursuit, and then all the things that transpired from the point of the initiation of the pursuit till it was over. There were some guns found in the vehicle, some drugs found in the vehicle, and I believe the vehicle he was driving was also stolen. So there's going to be several things once everything is cleared up.
Holy moly. Yeah, my question was going to be, you just answered it, was going to be, why did he take all this from just a traffic stop? But if he had a stolen car and a lot of drugs and weapons.
Mm-hmm. Correct. And I believe I was convicted felon, so the fact of those guns would be a big issue against him as well. So at that time, all he had all that, but it started from the fact that he almost hit the officer head on.
Wow. But no one was injured in all of this. Is that correct?
No one. And his passenger, they were okay, and all officers involved as well. Everyone was fine.
No other standby cars were involved as far as just people that were on the roadways that came across?
No. Correct.
just want to say thank you for all that you do, Chief, and the police department. Thank you so much.
You know what? It's a joy serving our community. You know, this is what I love doing. Unfortunately, at times we have things like this to happen, and you know, we never want to have pursuits like this in our community because it puts so many people at danger. But you know, when you're dealing with violent criminals, this is some of the things that end up happening. So, but yeah, we're serving our community.
Hey, Chief, just one other question. The two officers that were involved for Pine Bluff Police Department, I read that they were put on administrative leave. Is that a formality when there's police shootings?
Yes, that's a formality. Anytime we have a police-involved shooting, the Arkansas State Police will come in and do the investigation of the shooting. And it's just a formality that any officers that had an active part in shooting, they are put on administrative leave with pay. It's not discipline. It's just a formality that we do not only in Pine Bluff, but throughout the law enforcement community. Anytime an officer is involved in a shooting, they're put on admin leave with pay.
Do we know how long we anticipate them being on that status?
It just depends on, you know, it's really hard to put a timetable to it. Whenever we do this, we're at the direction of the state police. Sometime is relatively swift, and if they, you know, have other things going on as well, it can slow the process down. So I'm anticipating anywhere from probably 2 to 4 weeks that they may be in that status.
All right. Pine Bluff Police Chief Kelvin Sargent, thanks for jumping on and explaining the situation that happened on Saturday. I really do appreciate it. Thank you.
No problem. Thank you all.
Bye-bye.
That was nice of him to jump on. We got the name Javis Curley, convicted felon, was driving around in a stolen vehicle with weapons and drugs. Well, no wonder he was trying to get away, but thankfully no one, including Mr. Curley, was shot or injured. Pine Bluff PD had to take a couple shots at him. If he was taking his car and trying to run it into the...
Wow.
Yeah.
That's considered being a weapon at that point.
Absolutely. I mean, you kill some. I mean, you hear about it all the time, obviously. Not all the time. People running in and killing people on purpose. But that's obviously what he was trying to do. So glad everybody's okay. And Mr. Curley is in custody. Appreciate Pine Bluff Police Chief Kelvin Sargent jumping on and telling us and you about the activities on Saturday.